Hi, you set your alarm. You'll never wake up on time if you don't. You'd better set your alarm. Why you'd better? Because there's a repercussion, right? You'll never wake up on time if you don't. Okay, so you'd better set your alarm. Goodie, number four. When people are driving, they blank, keep their eyes on the road. A minute to write the answer down. All right. When people are driving, they blank keep their eyes on the road. It's an advice, it's not a specific situation. Therefore, we're going to use should, right? When people are driving, they should keep their eyes on the road, right? It's an advice. It's a general situation. Good. Did you guys answer correctly? Awesome. Moving on. Number five. I'm glad you came to see us. You blink, come more often. Again, a minute to write it down. All right. Well, I'm glad you came to see us. You should come more often, right? It's an advice. It's a general situation. Not right now, and but you should come more often. I think they mean it. All right. Number six. She'll be upset if we don't invite her to the party. So we blank invite her. A minute to write the answer down. She'll be upset if we don't invite her to the party, so we blank invite her. There's a repercussion, right? Something bad might happen, or moreover, she will be upset. So we say, so we better invite her. We better invite her, right? She'll be upset if we don't invite her to the party, so we'd better invite her. We had better invite her. Goody. Number seven. These biscuits are delicious. You blank try one. A minute to write the answer down. All right. Let's see. These biscuits are delicious. You should try one. All right. So if you say you'd better try one, it almost sounds like you are trying to scare someone. Like you'd better try it or something bad happens to you. So no, you definitely say you should try one. It's an advice. When advice and there's not a lot of emotion involved, you're not gonna use better. You're gonna use should. Good. Number eight. I think everybody blank learn a foreign language, and I agree with the statement. Let's just wait until a minute passes and you insert what it is to be inserted, and then we'll see. So I think everybody blank learn a foreign language. A minute to write the answer down. All right. I think everybody should learn a foreign language. Again, it's an advice. It's not something specific. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. Well, I mean, ignorance. Nothing bad is going to happen to you if you don't learn a foreign language, but it's an advice. It's a general advice. Therefore, I'm going to use should. I think everybody should learn a foreign language. And I completely agree. If anything, foreign languages open the world to you in so many ways. You don't need to leave the house and you're already traveling, right? And you're learning English language and all this grammar. And then, you are there maybe watching a movie and you say, hey, I know this grammar. I just studied it in my English class. That's what I imagine you do. I don't know if that's correct or not, but okay. Goody. Enough with this, we're moving on to 35.3. Complete the sentences. Sometimes you need only one word, sometimes two. Number one, A. I have a toothache. I'd better go to the dentist. Oh man, don't you hate that? So, of course, you'd better go because it's urgent. Letter B. John is expecting you to phone him. You blank better phone him now. Remember, sometimes you need one word and sometimes two. A minute to write it down. All right. John is expecting you to phone him. He's expecting, right? So there are going to be some repercussions if you don't. You say you'd better phone him now. So here you only start. You had better phone him now, or you apostrophe D better phone him now. You'd better, you had better phone him now. Good. Letter C. Shall I leave the window open? No, you'd better blank it. A minute to write the answer down. Alrighty.